do you do when QAnon conspirators come to your city? Well, if you're the mayor, you can tell them to fuck off. Hi, this is Phil Gursky, president and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Renfrew, Ontario, Canada. You listen to Canadian Intelligence, eh? Podcast about national security. We here in the West, and Canada being part of the West, have been dealing with a problem, I'd call it, for quite some time now. A bunch of people that are a real dog's breakfast of ideology. Some are conspiracy theorists, some are just wankers, have all these bizarre theories on what's happening in the world. Everything from COVID is fake, to Joe Biden's an alien, to all kinds of things. And most of them are just, you know, they're kind of humorous, we can laugh them off. Some are a little more worrisome in that they think they have the right to do things that we, as Canadians in my case, and elected officials don't. And so they try to take over. And they make things worse. Here in Canada, we have the Queen of Canada, who's this absolute moron who thinks she's been the Queen of Canada. Her name is Romana Didulo, self-described Queen of Canada. I didn't vote for her, but the thing, you don't vote for Queen, I suppose. Although I thought we had a Queen in Canada, don't we? Is Elizabeth something or other? Anyhow, she has been ranking up these people to do all kinds of things. And most recently, about a month ago, less than a month ago, in the city of Peterborough, Canada, which is in kind of central Ontario, about 3.5 hours from where I live, a bunch of people tried to make a citizen's arrest of police. Now, this didn't end very well, as you can imagine. And more interestingly was the reaction by the mayor of Peterborough, Diane Terrien. And Diane is joining me on the podcast today to talk about her experiences with QAnon and those people who want to make citizens arrest. So, Diane, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Diane, a lot of my listeners are from around the world. They couldn't find Peterborough on a map. I think it's a lovely city, personally. I've been there many times. Can you describe to the world what Peterborough is all about?
Yeah, I mean, Peterborough is a great city. I moved here in 2010 to do my master's degree at Trent University, and I fully expected that I would be moving back to Hamilton when I finished my MA, but I fell in love with this community and this city because the people are amazing, the geography is amazing, there's rivers and trails and, you know, fantastic restaurants and arts and culture and music. It's amazing. It's an amazing city. But we do have a small, a small demographic of people who are less than amazing.
Who would those be, Diane? I wonder.
Yeah. And so we're about like an hour and a half northeast of Toronto. So people always like come through when they're going to their cottages or whatever. But there's such a sense of community here. And I think that's really been resonance and brought out in the last couple of weeks when I put out this tweet, because people are fucking tired of a small group of people trying to hold the city hostage and trying to cause harm to not just the police, but like everybody that lives here, you know. It's like truly wild.
I didn't realize you were a Hamilton girl. My wife's from Grimsby, so I can identify. My father-in-law worked at Stelco for many, many years.
Right on. Yeah.
So I know Hamilton. What part of Hamilton are you from?
Downtown Murray Street.
Okay. Oh, cool. Yeah. Cool. So you talked about these citizens. And by the way, I concur. I think Peterborough is a lovely city. I've been there many times. The Canoe Museum is really cool. I got to tell my listeners, everyone see a Canoe Museum is in downtown Peterborough. Great city of restaurants and stuff, including some good craft breweries, by the way. Mm-hmm. You talked about some of your citizens that have been a bit of a problem. Now, by that, I'm going to assume you're talking about what I mentioned in the introduction, these QAnon conspiracy theorists. So can you walk us through kind of when these wankers showed up, how long they've been there, and exactly what they've been involved with, and how they're making your city deal with this situation?
Yeah, it's a good question, because like Peterborough's seen a lot of like anti-vaccine, anti-mandate, like protests for like 2 years, basically. This like Queen Dildo coming in is like a new thing for us. And so that, you know, that's a little bit of a different flavor when you have like the real QAnon, like real deep conspiracy theorists coming in. Who are just like not based in reality. And like their idea to come into the city of Peterborough to place the police under arrest, and then they were going to, like, turn them over to U.S. Marshals. Like, is just a, it's just fucking wild. Like, that's not a thing that you can do. You need, like, stop watching so many action movies, I guess. I don't know. And our police handled it in, like, the most patient, professional, respectful way that they could have possibly done. You know, they gave these people ample opportunity to disperse. They explained to these people, like, what was going to happen if they did try to bum rush the police station, which, of course, then they did. And then they were, like, mad that they got in trouble for it. So, yeah, it's just been, like, it's just, like, weird. It's just, like, very weird and wild.
So the event you're referring to, Diane, occurred on August the 13th, so a couple of weeks ago. And as you said, these people edged on by the Queen Dildo, I think you called her. Wow, you are refreshingly honest, my friend. I love that, listening to you talk. On what grounds? You talked about them, you know, making a citizen's arrest of the police. Now, Peterborough has its own police force, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so you're a mid-sized Ontario city. A lot of cities in Ontario would, in fact, have their own. I mean, I'm from London, and we have a police force. I'm now living in Russell, which is covered by the OPP, OPP Detachment, Ontario Provincial Police. But certainly Peterborough's big enough to have its own police force. Do you know on what grounds they saw themselves mandated to make a citizen's arrest of Peterborough?
There's no grounds. Like, a citizen's arrest is very much like an American thing. Like, it's not really something that happens in Canada. But these people with the QAnon conspiracy theories and the, like, brainwashing and drinking the Kool-Aid, they, like, think that they can do whatever they want, including stuff that, like, doesn't even make sense in the States, you know? And then they try to do it here, and then they get, like, they, like, take the greatest umbrage when they get in trouble and they get arrested for trying to arrest the police. Like, it's just, I mean, it's scary, but it's also, like, it's almost hilarious in how idiotic it is. But the problem is that this kind of behavior left unchallenged and left to grow and left unchecked has bad consequences. Like, you can look through history, and for people that have, like, you know, stood idly by where you know, fascism was taking hold and didn't do anything about it, it never ends well. So it needs to be called out. It needs to be called out in the strongest possible terms. It needs to be called out by all elected officials and other people in power, and it would be great if the men had some balls to do it too. Yeah, because it's, like, fucking wild. If they're coming for the police, they're gonna come for you.
Yeah,
you know, like, well, I don't know how people don't see this.
Well, good on you for your honesty. Now, I understand also, Diane, that the Queen herself showed up into Peterborough to maybe, I don't know, supervise the arrest or give them encouragement, or, I don't know, give them a bottle of water, and then
them sardines.
Sardines.
Like, who? Sardines. Like, come on. Who okay. even wants sardines?
I don't even like sardines, personally. I don't know whether sardines would make me want to arrest the police anymore. But, so, the one guy, this guy, Timothy Claudio, he was arrested. He's apparently, I'm reading here from an online news source, he's 55 years old. He also attended the Freedom Convoy, which is the ultimate oxymorons in Ottawa, which I've commented on a lot. And he said,
I wish I had the freedom to go to Ottawa for 3 weeks and just, like, fuck around. Can you imagine?
Here's what Claudio said. That's why it's part of his plan. He says, that's why it's called a peaceful, lawful citizen's arrest, because we're tired of the tyranny within the Corporation of Canada. You are a tyrant, Diane. Did you know that?
I wish I had the power these people think I have. Are you kidding me? Like, it's hilarious.
Okay.
And it's too bad, because I want everybody to just, like, go back to grade 10 civics, take it again.
Sorry, Diane, they're not teaching grade 10 civics anymore. I'm sorry. You and I are from a different generation, my friend.
Yeah. Well, still. Okay, so we be teaching it all the time. Like, it's wild.
Okay. Now, in response to the attempt to make a citizen's arrest in Peterborough, you came out with a rather, I would say, saucy tweet. Essentially, you said, you know, these people, fuck off, you fuckwads. Now, as a consequence, this is Canada we're talking about, the country which apologizes for everything. You know, the old joke, How do you find a Canadian on a crowded bus? If you start punching people, the first person to say sorry back to you is the Canadian. You got a lot of attention, including by the CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, on As It Happens, which is a nightly show, and on Power and Politics. Were you surprised by people that were offended by your response to these wankers in Peterborough?
No, not really. Like, I didn't... So, like, I've always gotten in trouble for using cuss words. You can ask my parents. You can ask my elementary school teachers. And I think that, and again, like, as I've said to people, like, I don't swear when I'm sitting around the council table. I don't swear when I'm sitting in board meetings. But there's a time and a place to use that kind of language. And Twitter is the time and the place. Like, Twitter's a fucking cesspool anyway. Like, really. And so I kind of put it out there and thought nothing of it. I was at the Association of Municipalities of Ontario conference mm-hmm. in Ottawa. Mm-hmm. And I, like, biked to the conference. And then I, like, checked my phone. And I was like, what is happening? But this is the thing, too. Like, Peterborough and Canada and everywhere has been dealing with these people for
years.
2 years now. Yeah. 2 years now, right? And you can't reason with them in a scholarly way. They don't care about facts. They don't care about scientific evidence. They don't care about any of that shit, you know? And so you need to, like, meet people on their level, which is what I did.
Well, you certainly... Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's okay. Go. You're so Canadian. You go.
Yeah, I know. Bye. Stop apologizing, damn it. No, you. I think you certainly dealt with it hey, Diane, if I was in Peterborough and if you were running for mayor again, I understand you're not running for mayor again, but if you were, I'd vote for you 10 times if that's even legal for what you did. But
it's not.
But well, I'm sure it's not. Maybe in some countries it is, but
we're not endorsing voter fraud here.
Okay, for the record, the mayor of Peterborough is not endorsing voter fraud. I want my listeners to be aware of that. I tip my hat because I do think that you dealt with this exactly the way it needs to be dealt with. And you made a really good point, Diane. You can't argue with these people. And it's interesting. You know, when you talk to a conspiracy theorist and you present any kind of fact or any kind of truth, they say you're part of the conspiracy.
They're going to, like, repudiate it. They're
exactly.
And this is the problem. And, like, so for too long, politicians who are, like, known to be spineless cowards generally, you know, have been, like, they try to appease all people and try to make everybody happy. And I'm like, I've been in politics for only 8 years, which is, like, a short sum of time when you consider some of these dinosaurs. But it's like, you're never going to make everybody happy. So, like, you just need to be true to your morals and your integrity, and you need to, like, call it like it is. And so I had so many people reach out to me after that tweet went viral and saying, like, thank you so much. I wish the mayor of this town or this town or this town would say this. And it's like, we need to stop being afraid of using coarse language. Again, there's a time and a place, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't use it in places that are, you know, where it's not appropriate. Mm-hmm. But also, there's a very classist element to the way that I've been policed and the way that, like, people have been responding to me, the people that don't like my tweet. It's like, you have no class. You have no class. Mm-hmm. Okay. I come from a poor family. I'm not from a wealthy, rich family. So I didn't go to private school and, like, preparatory school or whatever to, like, be part of the political class. Like, that's not me. But we need people that are, like, in poverty, single parents, artists. We need those people around the table because they know what actually needs to happen in our communities. If that makes sense.
100%.
Like, we don't need another, like, old white businessman who inherited his daddy's business. Like, fuck that. Like, I moved to Peterborough. I had no contacts. Mm. I knew nobody when I moved here. And I hustled. People told me back in 2014, you're never going to get elected. Nobody knows who you are. And I was like, well, I better go knock on every door in the ward and introduce myself to people. And other people didn't do that. They just thought, oh, I've lived here for 50 years and everybody knows who I am. And then they lost. And then they're like shocked that they lost. So anyways, all of that to say, we need to elect more diverse candidates, young candidates, people of color, people that are on low incomes. And if you don't want to be the candidate, because not everybody wants to be the candidate, but you need a whole team of volunteers. I got elected because I had a team of kick-ass volunteers. Mm-hmm.
You know, listening to you talk, Diane, you talked about, you know, old white guys. I guess I'm one of those, but old white guys who, you know, inherit daddy's job. I'm thinking of a certain prime minister that starts with JT, I believe. But we won't go down that road. I don't want this to become a podcast about politics. You've given some really interesting insight. And I couldn't agree with you more that elected officials sometimes, you know, have to call a spade or call a fuckwad, I suppose, in this case.
Yep.
We've got to stop coddling these idiots. And you know, I had to laugh. One of the stories on the CBC, the headline was, and I quote, Ontario civilian police watchdog is investigating an arrest in Peterborough that resulted in serious injuries during a QAnon-inspired protest. So the CBC says it's the police that were the problem when these wankers showed up and tried to arrest them. And as you said, acted very professionally. And it was only
very little time for the CBC, honestly.
Well, it makes two of us. But... So I understand that you're not going to run for office. So this is your last term as mayor of Peterborough?
Yep.
Okay. So what's next in Diane Terrien's future?
Oh, I've got a lot of irons in the fire. I'm going to do some traveling, visit some friends, and then and then I've got a couple things on the go, but they're not like public yet. So.
Okay, fair enough.
But I'll keep you posted.
Please do. Now, in the aftermath of this, Diane, so we've had the so-called citizen's arrest. Surprisingly, when you try to arrest a police officer,
there was no arrest.
It doesn't go well. You know, surprise, surprise. So we've heard the reaction on the media side. You've gotten both praise and criticism for using the F-bombs, that kind of thing. What about on the ground in Peterborough? How are the conspiracy duos been doing the past little while in Peterborough?
Sorry, how have they?
Are there still wankers around, like, doing stupid shit, or have the conspiracy theorists basically got out of Dodge?
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. So, again, because when that specific incident happened, it was like this queen came in from out of town and brought all of her supporters. It's been quieter, knock on wood, that she's like moved on to the next place that she's going to try to scam money from or whatever. So we've had for a while, like a group of people, like it's like five people that sit out in front of City Hall every day because they have no jobs or like, you know, they don't volunteer to help the community be better.
And it's all your fault as mayor.
It's all my fault as mayor. Yeah. And they have like their little signs and stuff. So it has kind of calmed down a little bit, I think. But I also am just—I always try to be like cautiously optimistic.
Mm. So in other words, I mean, yeah, it's quieted down as of late, but you're under no illusions that these morons might not come back one day.
Oh yeah, no, they'll be back.
Okay. So I don't know if you came across this, Diane, but I came across an article in the Star, Toronto Star, which talks about the Queen, and apparently she has supernatural abilities. She claims she can become invisible by cloaking herself. Now I'm a Star Trek fan. I always have been a bit of a Trekkie.
Yeah.
And they have cloaking devices. I don't think she's like Romulan. But anyhow, no, she's not Romulan, but she's not from Earth. She is a member of a highly advanced alien race called the Arcturians. So it's dealing not just with a queen, Diane. You're dealing with some kind of an alien. Does that, make you not sleep at night knowing that you've offended a queen
just,
and an alien?
I don't know what to do. Until she shows me her cloaking abilities, I'm not going to be that afraid of it. But if she does, then damn, I'll be like, girl, how did you get those powers?
And if I had a cloaking device as a mayor, boy, the things I could do in Peterborough.
Oh, man, totally.
Diane, this has been an absolutely delightful conversation. I do, again, as a citizen of Peterborough, but as a Canadian and a member, resident of the province of Ontario, I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for what you did with these morons in Peterborough. I wish you success in the rest of your mandate and whatever you do going forward. And again, thanks for telling the conspiracy theorists to fuck off, you fuckwads.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for having me on. It's been great. I appreciate it.
That was my conversation with Peterborough Mayor Diane Terrien and what happened when QAnon and the Queen of Canada came to town. What'd you think about her reaction? Were you offended as a Canadian because she used the F-bomb? I'd love to hear your feedback. You can reach me on email borealisrisk@gmail.com or on Twitter at Borealis Saves. You'll also find me on LinkedIn and on Facebook. If you like the content, want to get more like this, go to the website, borealisthreatandrisk.com, hit the subscribe button. You'll get a free emails with all the podcasts and blogs to your inbox. There's also a link to my latest book, The Peaceable Kingdom, A History of Terrorism in Canada from Confederation to the Present, self-published. There's also an Amazon Kindle version. We'll talk again soon. Until then, take care.